Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Are you a man who loves and cherishes
women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and I accept the Black Hair Care Challenge. Okay, and on to our digital diary for today, Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. The digital diary is all about what's on the way on today's live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. In the first hour, we've opened up our vaults and dusted off some of the fan-favorite interviews from over the years in honor of our upcoming 700th live broadcast celebration right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's on the way, so we'll keep you posted. Then mid-show, it's our live talk, so you call in and tell us what's on your mind and just by pressing 1, and we'll get you on the show. During the live broadcast, we've got a few program updates, and we want to share that with you and so much more. Also, about 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Central, Kate is back with Mr. Trichology. It's all about healthy hair. and, you know, avoiding hair loss and things like that. And as usual, we've got Hair Radio weather highs and lows. These are the temperatures from selected cities from around the country. We've also thrown in a few international locales, so this is going to be great. And our words today to carry with you is very something simple. What's possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. So think about that. And that's it for the digital diary for today, Thursday, March 3rd of 2022. Our show number 682. I am Carrie Hines, and now back to our show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, in television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
Hey, we have a guest from the world of television. She is a superstar in every which meaning of the word. Her name is Cynthia Bailey. Cynthia, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Now, we're excited to have anyone, but especially someone of your caliber with us today. Now, everybody knows you from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which airs on the Bravo Network, but you're out there doing a whole lot more. Now, you have released a wonderful new book called Carry On Baggage. Tell us about that.
Okay, Carry On Baggage is a relationship book that myself and Peter Thomas, my husband, wrote together. And basically, it's how we came to be, how we started together, how we got together, how I ended up in Atlanta, how we ended up on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. It just gives you guys the full story. When you guys watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, you really only get snippets of our life. And everyone saw us get married on camera. They saw us go through all of our ups and downs with Uptown. You know, they've just seen us, you know, just go through a lot as a couple. And I think a lot of people, you know, I think our relationship is very misunderstood because you guys don't always get to see the full picture. And this book was a great opportunity to really give you guys not only the full story, but also the backstory.
And when you say backstory, I mean, I think I caught some parts of it where you're talking about 20 years ago you guys kind of met, which I think is a great story in the book. So tell us a little bit more about that, just to share, give just that drop to the listeners of the Hair Radio Show.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, you know, I've known Peter for more than about 20 years now. We have a lot of mutual friends in common. We definitely ran in a lot of the same circles in New York City. And, you know, it was only 5 years ago that we actually really just connected and ended up, you know, deciding to be together. I moved from New York City to Atlanta, Georgia to be with him. And at that time when I made that choice, you know, the housewives was not even in the picture. This was just me, you know, just buying in to Peter, the man that I was in love with. And, you know, the book, you know, really goes into a lot of details about so many other things that are a part of our story. And it's a quick read. It's a fun read. You know, you can go through this book in 2 days. It's great. You know, it's not an advice book. You know, we're not really trying to give people, you know, advice because, you know, we're still figuring our stuff out. we're just really sharing what works for us. And hopefully people can, you know, get some information from it and maybe be inspired by, you know, our stories, because we don't make it look easy, because it's not easy. Relationships, marriages take a lot of work.
Absolutely. Now, it's called Carry On Baggage, Our Nonstop Flight. And where can they get this wonderful new book?
They can get Carry On Baggage from Amazon.com. That's the quickest way to get it. Otherwise, you can check with your local bookstores. Most Barnes & Noble have the book as well. But I would say the quickest way to get it is probably Amazon.com.
And I have to say, Cynthia, I absolutely love the picture on the cover. I love it. I think it's one of the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen. It says a lot.
Oh, thank you. That's actually my wedding dress, so I got a chance to actually wear it again.
Gorgeous.
And, I was excited because, you know, I thought my wedding dress was everything. So, I was excited to share that again.
Wonderful. Now, I want to talk about this doll I've seen. You've got to tell our listeners more about this doll. Please, it's the Cynthia Bailey doll. But tell us a little bit more about exactly what it is, because I'm not sure. Fill us in on all of that and how it all came about.
Okay. All right. The Cynthia Bailey doll, it's just more of a positive empowerment piece that I'm trying to put out to the world, to young girls. My school, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion, most of my students are very young. I mean, I have them coming to me as young as 5 years old, up until, 30 years old. But my core students usually range between the ages of 5 and 13. And I grew up playing with dolls, and I didn't have any dolls that looked like me or that were even black. I had my dolls, my Barbie dolls were white with blonde hair, and I completely could not relate to them. And I thought, you know, this would just be a great way to just put out something that young girls can relate to that's positive, and just another way to empower and inspire young girls.
It sounds just wonderful. And those dolls are available, correct?
Yes, they are. You can get the Cynthia Bailey doll on the website, CynthiaBaileyDoll.com. CynthiaBaileyDoll.com. And she is gorgeous. And she has a big, beautiful afro. And I specifically made my first doll have an afro because I just feel like, you don't see a lot of my dolls with afros. And I feel like, just me being a strong African-American lady, I just felt like it just really, really made the doll just more powerful and the message more clear with letting her have an afro as opposed to straight hair. And that's nothing wrong with straight hair, but we always, I just feel like when I wear my afro, which I often do on the show, I just feel a certain power with it.
Absolutely.
And I think, that being on my doll is just really sending a really great message to young black, young African-American kids to just
now,
be themselves and be you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you've just joined us out there, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today we have a television superstar from the world of reality. Now, she's one of the top stars on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which airs on the Bravo Network, and she has a great new book, Carry On Baggage. So we're talking about all of that and a wonderful doll. But I want to go back, Cynthia. Today's guest is Cynthia Bailey, and I want to go back a little bit. Tell us, you are legendary. You had a legendary career modeling, of course. Let's talk about a little bit of that. Now, you were, just new to town, and you actually landed Essence Magazine a couple times. You've done so much. Just for the ones out there, those models, the aspiring models, if you will, we want to talk a little bit about your legendary career and what kind of advice you can give,
okay,
to others.
All right. Okay. Well, I've been a veteran of the business for more than 25 years now. I started when I was 18 years old. I got into business because I was discovered in a beauty pageant. I was homecoming queen in my high school, and it just turned out one of the judges was a model scout for Women's Models in New York City. And I basically went for it. I went for it. My parents allowed me to go for it. And the rest is kind of history. As soon as I got to New York, one of my first big bookings was the cover of Essence magazine, and which was amazing. And I went on to do, it was such a great seller, and I actually had my signature afro on for that cover. And it sold amazingly well, and I went on to actually be asked to do another cover, which also sold extremely well. And, you know, Essence has just been, I've been part of the Essence family my whole life, I feel like. And, you know, they're just such a great publication to represent as a black woman. And, you know, I think they always do, you know, my covers sell for them, and they also represent me in a way that that I love putting out to the world. So with that said, you know, I've been doing my thing for a long time. You know, a lot of people think I just kind of turned up on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but I had a lot going on before the show.
And, absolutely.
The great
absolutely.
Thing about my school, the Bailey Agency, not only am I still in front of the camera, I'm doing so many great things behind the camera, you know, giving other young kids an opportunity to get the education about how to get into business, because there's so many, you know, scams out there and, you know, kids trying to figure out how to get into this business, and they don't really, you know, it's kind of hard to connect legitimate people who really, you know, are a part of the fashion industry.
What would you say is the first step, you know, especially being someone who is, you know, the person behind the Bailey Agency, what would you say is the first step they should do when they know they want to embark upon a career in modeling?
Okay, I think the first step, and I always tell this to my students, is to be realistic. If you are 5'2 and flat-chested and your dream is to be a Victoria's Secret model, it's probably not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So don't set goals that you can't achieve, because aesthetically, it's just not going to happen because you're not tall enough. You know what I mean? You make movies, but I don't know anywhere where you can get stretched, you know, 3 or 4 inches. So, you know, you have to be realistic. You have to be realistic. You know, the fashion industry is a business. And, you know, people don't want to waste time, you know, trying to cater to someone's dreams and aspirations where they just physically don't have what it takes to even try to make them come true. So you got to know what you're working with. And once you have what it takes, then that's a whole other conversation. But when you don't, then you need to look at other options, other things that you can do in the fashion industry, because so many people don't know, you know, how, you know, how many businesses outside of just even modeling in the industry that you can get involved in. You know, hairstylist, makeup artist, art director, photography, fashion editor. There's so many different avenues you can go if you love the business of fashion, if you're just not 5'10", but cheap bones of life. I mean, it's just what it is, and that's what I explain, and that's what we talk about at my school. You know, we really don't like to turn anyone away, so we always try to figure out, okay, what is your goal? What are you trying to do, and is it attainable? And if it is, we will try to help you get there. If it's not, we will help you set new goals of things that you're interested in this business, that you can actually have some success with.
Now, about your school, for those folks who are interested in that, how would they find out more about the school?
Well,
like, is there a website?
About my school, yes, for information about the Bailey Agency, go on to the Bailey Agency School of Fashion.com.
Wonderful. Now, I have got to do this. Okay, thank you. Sorry for that. But I have got to ask you about the hit television show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and what's going on this season. We want to hear all about it. So let's kind of go back a little bit. You know, we saw you're talking about the situation with your health. Can you share a little bit about that today?
Yes. I talked last week about me having fibroids, uterine fibroids, and I have had them for many years now. However, in the past 2 years, they have just really, really just made my life miserable. I was severely anemic because of the fibroids. I just had a number of other, you know, health situations that just, you know, were difficult for me to really perform and go to work and do what I needed to do, and it all went back to the fibroids. So I decided to do something about it. It was my choice to share it with the world. Fibroids really do affect mostly African-American women. I don't know why. Scientists don't know why, but it does. And one thing they do think is that it has something to do with diet. And once I decided to take control of the situation, I think our show is always great for drama, but I think it's also a great platform to actually pass along information and education and inspire people to, you know, take control of their life. And I feel like by having the uterine fibroid embolization, that's exactly what I did. And then I even took it a step further. You know, I got on a health management program, Genevieve.com. You know, if my eating habits has anything to do with why I got them in the first place, then I wanted to, you know, start eating better so I could just feel better. And when you eat better, you feel better. You look better. And for me, it wasn't so much a weight issue, except for the fact that because I'm on TV and also a beauty brand, if I start gaining weight, especially just only in my stomach area, people start to question, well, is she pregnant? What's going on? So there were all these pregnancy rumors out there, and this was just basically because I did look pregnant. I was about 3 months pregnant because the fibroids had just grown to that point, and I was able to kind of hide them for the past 3 or 4 years, and, you know, with the help of Spanx and just dressing, you know, I know how to dress to look a little smaller. And then I just couldn't do it anymore. And no matter what I did, you could still tell. So I was proactive. You know, I invested in a lot of things. It was just, you know, being a woman of a certain age, it was time for me to invest in Cynthia, you know, invest in my health to make sure that I was healthy and alive to you know, run all my businesses, that I work hard every day to make sure are successful.
Now, did you find it somewhat freeing, though? Isn't it a little bit of, you know, you feel a sense of liberation just to kind of get it out there at least? I think on that hand, on that level. Yeah.
You know, it was freeing. It was so freeing because this is one of these things that we don't talk about. Women don't talk about fibroids. It's one of those things where there's like a real embarrassment kind of stigma attached to it. Because, you know, you have very heavy cycle, you know, most of us are like, you know, having little accidents all over the place. I mean, it's just something that we all deal with, a lot of us deal with, but we don't really, you know, sit down and have tea and be like, hey, girl, how your fibroids doing today? You know, when's the last time you had a little accident? It's just one of those things that we don't really talk about. So I thought it was really brave, to be honest, just put it on out there and say, hey, you know, I'm with you guys. You know, I can't wear white pants during that time of the month because surely, you know, because of this fibroid situation, you know, I'm going to have an accident, you know, and I have. And, again, being someone that people know, you know, if I have an accident in public, it's like I'm not some kind of person that is like Cindy Bailey
right.
from Real Housewives Atlanta, just basically bled in the chair at Houston while she was having dinner. And, you know, I mean, it's like very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. Tina's been through a couple different episodes where, you know, you had to run out and get a jacket for me to tie around my waist. I mean, it's just a lot. And no matter what I was doing in terms of doing what I needed to do so that wouldn't happen, it just, there was nothing else I could really do because it just was so unpredictable and just out of control. So I just feel like I got my life back. I got control of the situation. And, you know, I just think bringing awareness to fibroids is just an important thing. It really does affect so many African-American women, and with the Real Housewives being pretty much an African-American show now, I thought this was the perfect time to really talk about it.
Sure. Now, I have to ask you, what I saw when I watched the show, and you were talking about the fibroids, and then I think and Peter's reaction or response, I saw some people were saying, oh, well, he didn't seem supportive. Would you kind of just clear that up and you know, let folks know, I'm sure absolutely he's supportive. So just kind of speak to that if you would be kind enough.
You know, again, you guys see 2 minutes listening. It took 3 hours to shoot. Peter is supportive of everything that I do, and certainly something, you know, that I was so emotional about. You know, Peter's always going to be Peter, and, you know, he could definitely come off and say to this, but I can assure you that he was, you know, very happy for me to get some resolution with the situation, even though it didn't quite come off like that on Sunday's episode. But, you know, we got another episode that we're still dealing with fibroids coming up this week, and hopefully you guys will see a little bit more of a compassionate side to him in terms of how he supports me throughout this process.
Well, listen, if you have just tuned in, we are on the line today at the Hair Radio Show with the great Cynthia Bailey. Now, she's one of the TV stars on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which airs on the Bravo Network. Now, I just wanted to ask you, you just mentioned a little bit about what's to come this season. Any surprises, anything at all you can kind of tell us a little bit? The fans of the Hair Radio Show, of course, want to know anything you want to share about what, you know, we might expect.
Well, I'm sure you guys have seen the super teaser. I think one word to describe the season is unpredictable. I think you guys are going to see a lot of us in lights that you haven't seen us before. Some of us are doing the most. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing the most, and I guarantee you will be very entertaining. That's all.
Well,
I can
listen, that is good enough.
Nice.
You go ahead, Cynthia, because I want to hear all that you have to say about it.
Oh, yeah. It will be. You guys will always have great water cooler conversation on Monday mornings after you watch an episode. And I really feel like this season is one of the best seasons ever since I've been on the show. So I'm really excited about the season.
Well, listen, we are excited about you. So we want to thank you, and I want to remind everybody that, yes, of course, you're on this wonderful hit TV show called The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but I also want to remind everybody what you were just talking about, you know, a few minutes ago, about the Carry-On Baggage, that great relationship book that you guys have out there, you and your husband, Peter Thomas. So we want folks to pick up that book. And they'll be seeing some great things that will be insightful about your relationship and how it may be beneficial to them. So I think it'll be great for them to do that. And then, of course, that doll, that wonderful Cynthia Bailey doll, we want them to find out about that. And anything else that you're doing, you know, we 1,000% support you here at the Hair Radio Show. You always have a home with us. Okay? So we want to certainly any last shout-outs or anything that you want to get across to anybody out there?
No, I just, you know, for all things Cynthia Bailey, please make sure you guys follow me on Twitter, CynthiaBailey10. I'm, you know, often talking about, you know, what's next, what else is coming up. Follow my husband, Peter Thomas, R-H-O-A, as well. He has a lot of things going on as well. And, you know, we're still here. We're still standing. You know, I'm just excited. I'm excited that we get to share our lives with you guys. And, you know, we work hard to really give it to you guys straight. You know, this is who we are. And, you know, hopefully along the way we're inspiring some folks to hang in there with their relationships and, you know, all these great things to start their own businesses. You know, it's positive. You know, so it's important what you put out to the world. And I make every effort to put things out there that I think people can learn from and people can grow from.
On that note, we want to thank you for being with us, Ms. Cynthia Bailey.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's the Hair Radio weather, highs and low temperatures for selected cities for today, Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. It's sponsored by our friends at VictorFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Now, in Honolulu, they're expecting a high of 80 degrees and a low of 66. Over in Pensacola, Florida, 75 is the high, 50 for the low. Clarksville, Tennessee, 70-40 is the split. Memphis, Tennessee, 77 is the high, 47 is the low. Chicago, Illinois, 32-27 is their split. Charlotte, North Carolina, 81 is the high for today, 46 is the low. Camden, New Jersey, their split is 48-20. Dover, Delaware, 50 is the high, 24 is the low. Montclair, New Jersey, 43 expected today is the high, and 18 degrees, a chilly 18 is the low. Over in Baltimore, Maryland, looking for a high of 52, a low of 24. Virginia Beach, VA, 62 is the high for today, 37 is the low. Tampa, Florida, 83 is the expected high, and a low of 58. Bowling Green, Kentucky, 66, 37 is the split. Houston, Texas, 70, with a low of 51. Salt Lake City, Utah, 66, 46 is the expected low. So stay tuned. We've got more weather highs and lows in selected cities on the way, as well as the international report for our wonderful weather today. And we'll have a lot more for you coming up. So that's it. We'll return you back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Stop dealing with embarrassing hair loss. The Hair Loss and Hair Rejuvenation Clinic, located inside Kay's Design Team, has the latest technology in hair restoration so you can get your confidence and 100% real hair back by working with a licensed trichologist with the U.S. Trichology Institute and AMCA certified. A multi-therapeutical approach is used to diagnose and determine the best program for you. So book your appointment today. Call 316-789-0110 at Kay's Design Team at 718 North Baltimore in Derby, Kansas.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very, very special guest joining us today. He's a legendary hairstylist. It is my great honor to welcome to the show for the very, very first time, Mr. Eugene Davis. Good morning, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure. Now, yes, I mean, this is exciting for us. First of all, you've been in this hair and industry for a very long time. So we're going to count some years. So for like 30 years, if not more. So tell us about your journey.
Okay, well, it's been 30 plus some years now. I started when I was about 19 in the hair industry. When I first came out of cosmetology school, I started assisting. And I started assisting for someone who worked for Saucing Carlson back in the day when we were doing Cafe Curl, Wave Nouveau, and all those different things. And he also was a weave master. So this is what was my introduction into commercial hair and my introduction into texture, taking one texture and creating another texture. And I just thought it was amazing. And my passion and my love grew for hair and developed very quickly. I went on from there. I was in upstate New York. That's where I went to school at for cosmetology, and I lived upstate in Albany during this time. As my skills started to grow, I ended up coming to New York City quite a bit because I had a friend who worked at A&S when it used to be, I think, on 34th Street or 35th Street in Manhattan. And during that time, a lot of really good makeup artists worked for A&S, and they were doing photo shoots or different types of stuff. So one of my friends called me, who was a makeup artist, and said, "Hey, we got a shoot. We need you to bring down some Afro wigs." And I was like, "Afro wigs? Okay, whatever. Let me bring them down." So I brought them down. We did the shoot, and the photographer really liked me and said, "Would you be interested in doing more stuff?" But at that time, where I was at, I was just about working in the salon. I didn't think there was another path or another career in this industry. So the next time the photographer called me down, and the next time I came down with my friend, they introduced me to a makeup artist named Sam Fine. Sam Fine hit it off very well, and he introduced me to quite a few people. And the rest was history. Before I knew it, I was shooting. Before I knew it, I moved back to New York, downstate to New York City. I lived in Brooklyn, and then from there, I started to just word of mouth at that time because there was no social media. People were calling me, and one of my first big jobs for, I guess, an artist at the time that I got through a company called Mecca. Mecca Clothing Line was around at the time.
Yes.
And they were managing, one of the guys was managing Adina Howard. So,
yes.
So I got
that was a Free Black Me song, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love
exactly.
That. Yeah.
That was my first album cover.
Wow.
And from there, he introduced me to Deborah Martin, who was my became my agent. And she was like one of the top, black-owned agencies at that time. She had the legendary Tippi Shorter was on the roster. DeAndre Michaels, who is Mary J. Blige's and Angela Bassett's makeup artist, we had Chris Maldonado, who died with Aaliyah on the plane.
Wow.
He's also on the roster. So there was there was so many more. Then we had Nzinga Gums, who was and originally Little Kim, Mary, so many Aaliyah, so many at that time. She was a makeup artist. So with those kind of connections, it just kind of spread like wildfire. How I got into the industry pretty innocently, didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I loved to do hair. And I knew that I'd love to see it when the videos came out. So then to sum it up, with Deborah Martin, she booked me for my a video that just set it off in the industry, the hip-hop music industry for me, where I just was constantly being booked and coming up with images. And it was One More Chance by Biggie Smalls.
Oh,
Did not know who Biggie Smalls was at the time. Had no clue that this many artists would be in that video, but it was the door opening to the rest of my career when it came to celebrity hairstyling and getting my foot in the door on that aspect, on that level. Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about your story. And just in general, when it comes to working with what I've found in my little experience with the celebrity connects and contacts, is that once you have a successful experience with one or a couple, boy, they pass you around like your name, you know, real quick.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, they
do. I love it.
Yes, they do. And it was great, because then that just opened me up to more bigger productions. And then from doing Biggie Smalls, I got to know Faith Evans, and then they introduced me to Little Kim, and I got to do her first album cover and all of her first initial videos. And then with Ladies Night video we did in Miami, I got on board with TLC. I got on board with Changing Faces, Queen Latifah, Total. It was just, the list just went on and on and on and on and on. And I was working, and I was having a great time, and I was young, and I was just like, wow. But in that time, too, looking in hindsight, or looking back, or even speaking to my younger self, I wish I was that person that I am today to say, okay, you have this going on, it feels good, but what are you going to do in the future? How do you capitalize on this for the future? And so although it looked glamorous, I'm going to keep it real. It had its downfall, because there was a lot of things that went along staying that kind of energy all the time, or just being a part of something that I hadn't been exposed to before, I was now exposed to. And there was a lot of parties.
Things like what? We want to hear that. Like what kinds of things might you not,
Well, like alcohol. Alcohol,
oh,
drugs.
Okay.
All these things were a part of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even with a lot of the young people, when it comes to, like, being insta-famous and doing these celebrities and stuff, it's still there. It hasn't changed. That beast has not changed. But it's about how you navigate yourself through it and how and even if you fall, or even if you fall into those things that are around you and you get involved into them, there is a way out. And so in my career, I had a time when addiction and alcohol became a problem. I didn't see it as a problem, but it was by God's grace that when at some point I recognized and I was like, this is not normal. You know what I mean? You wake up, you reach over for a bottle, you take a swig, and then you keep it moving. Like, that's not normal. I wasn't brought up like that, but yet I was in it. So I had to make decisions. So in that time, I made a decision that this is not what I wanted. I needed to get out. And then after Chris had died with Aaliyah on the plane crash, was just something that just changed, because he was a very good friend of mine. So it just kind of changed how I saw things. I figured we were living too fast. Like, what is the cost of being a celebrity hairstylist? You know what I mean? So I had to challenge myself and say, can I leave this part of the industry and still excel and still find my and still have my voice and still find a way to do what I love, but also help others so they don't get caught into these traps.
Absolutely.
Hence where I am.
No,
today.
Go ahead, please.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Eugene, I'm loving every single thing. I'm just passionate. So please finish your thought. So today, where you are today is what you were about to say. So please.
Yeah, so where I am today, my passion is about just giving knowledge to a younger generation, but or even giving knowledge to those who have been behind the chair or those who have been in the industry or those who are Instagram famous, you have to think about your future. You have to come to a place of reality and find your voice. You know, you don't have to, be in the midst of celebrity and feel like that is all there is. And you get caught up, and many, many, many people who I know personally who got caught up in that, and their health failed because of addiction, their health failed because of drugs, their health failed because of disease, that we were losing so many great people because that lifestyle perpetuated to do these certain things in order to stay relevant. And I think my information that I give now, because I've come through that storm, is you don't have to. You can find other ways. And now with the internet and social media and stuff, you can definitely find a way to find your relevance or your positioning in this industry. And I'm a testament to that. You know, I retired my chair about 6 years ago when I left England to come to America. And I had to refocus and find out what I wanted to do. And what I really wanted to do is really educate the consumer, but also educate the artists that are out there and more ways than one. Not only do I want to show them old school techniques, you know what I mean? Because that has gotten lost. Everybody uses a flat iron for everything, which is doesn't make sense. Right, you know, there's so many an arsenal of tools, and we just use one. Like, come on now, that's why everybody's thinking the same. So we need to get back to. So my voice is getting back to understanding product and what it does when styling, and customers understanding when purchasing what product are you purchasing, why are you purchasing, what is your hair type like, you know, so we can save money on when we're buying. So it's like right now, I'm really all about holding the industry accountable, holding ourselves accountable, educating each other, and understanding, especially in the Black community, the value of our dollar, the power behind our spending when it comes to the hair care and beauty industry. We spend so much money, more than any other demographic. But yet we don't have the control. So I guess in everything that I'm doing, to sum it up, is I'm about empowering others, whether you are stuck somewhere, whether you're trying to get somewhere, whether you need to understand technical, or whether you need to just support. I think that's my voice. I want to help whoever wants to be helped and to direct them, so maybe they won't make some of the mistakes that I made, although on paper it looks great. But there was a struggle in there, which brings me to today, and I've come through that fire.
Wow. Well, let me just say this, Eugene. Let me just catch everybody up, because this is an incredible story that you shared with us today, and I'm just loving every part of it. You're helping so many people with your journey and your story here. First, folks, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in to the broadcast, you're listening to an incredible story from a first-time guest today. So I'm so grateful that he is sharing this incredibly personal story with all of the listeners and hope to really reach out and connect on that level. It's this gentleman is truly a legendary stylist, as you've just heard, with all of his amazing connections. It's almost not enough just to say a celebrity stylist or this. No. There's a person behind it, as you've just heard. So let me just officially welcome back Eugene Davis. I have to say, I'm just blown away at this because I've interviewed a lot of folks on this show, of course. We've had a lot of stylists and people work with everybody. But I've never heard it communicated in that way. And to talk of challenges with addiction and things of that nature that we need to talk about and have those conversations, and they have to hear it from someone who may have gone through and or have gone through and, you know, have gone through to the other side. I so appreciate you, you know, not being shy about communicating that because it's helping people. Today, you're making a difference. So I thank you. It just warms my little soul and spirit, Eugene. So thank you so much for that. Okay, I really mean that. Okay, so now I've got to tell everybody about this. I love your website. So let me just tell everybody I love it, okay? So I'm going to have you to tell everybody what your website is, and then we're going to talk about what I saw there. So just fill everybody in, Eugene. What is your website address so folks can find you?
Okay, my website address is www.eugenedavis.hair. And on my website, you can find all the information about me, about a lot of the accomplishments that I have had through my career. And I also have a portfolio of images along with some videos of stuff that I do. But I update my log, which is like a blog, but they call it a log. I update it pretty much every day or every other day with helpful insight into the industry. If you are a consumer or you are a professional hairstylist, I supply information, tips and tricks, and just like even some questions when I challenge the industry for their accountability.
Well, I have to say this. I just love this. I want to ask you a couple of questions because when I saw this, I want you to tell the folks. I certainly have a clue what you mean, but for folks who may not. So when you say fabric of hair expert, what do you mean? And let me also say this. On his website, he goes on, fabric of hair expert, product to consumer educator, which I personally love, creative director, wig pioneer, doesn't get any better than that. So please tell us about some of these wonderful, wonderful aspects of the spectrum that you're on. So so when it comes to fabric of hair expert, what is that all about?
Okay. When I say fabric of hair expert, it is a brand or something I coined that I am because I didn't want to keep saying I was a black hair expert or you don't say you're a white hair expert or I'm a Chinese hair expert. You don't go to the dentist and say I got black teeth, right? I got teeth. So hair is hair to me. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to put it out there that when I present myself, I wanted people to know me, that I am a fabric of hair. Hair is a fabric. And it's something that we can work with, and we have to understand it, and we have to know the tools to create whatever we want with it. So I'm an expert in that, in every aspect of texture and every aspect. Expert, that's what I mean by fabric of hair. Expert.
Well, can I give you credit for that, Eugene, because I'm going to have to borrow that fabric of hair line. I love it, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because my entire – I've always referred to the different textures of hair as a tapestry. And
yes,
that has
absolutely
always been something that I've believed in. So that fits right in with that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the narrative, one of the things that I started to talk about is the narrative has to change. And we have to start speaking about hair as hair. One of the things my teacher, when I was in cosmetology a long time ago, she always told me, hair is hair. And I think that's why I've never been afraid, despite the educational system that only really educate us on European textured hair.
Right, right. Eurocentric hair.
So,
yeah.
So one of the things that I found that when I was coming, she was like, no, hair is hair. You need to know curly. You need to know zigzag. You need to know coily. You need to know wavy. And then we didn't have all of the, you know, classifications for hair types. But she always taught me just approach it as hair. Once you look at the hair, you analyze it. What do you do next? Where do you want to go with it? Okay, how are you going to get there? What are you going to use to get there? And what is your finished result? What do you want it to look like? And that's how I've always approached everything that I have done.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, on a sidebar note here, you've done so much industry work. Literally, I mean,
yes.
You were really in the industry, making such a contribution in the way of hair and beauty on sets and all of that. But what do you think about the argument sometimes I see on the internet where they say these days in Hollywood where there, you know, did you ever notice that there was a shortage of people of color providing services on sets and things like that that could respond to all textures of hair, even natural or what have you? Did you ever find that, or was that something that you just didn't notice during your tenure out there?
Yes, it was definitely something that I noticed all the time. I was
always
the only one in the room.
Wow.
But you know what? My personality, I love challenge, and I love the fact that my mindset when I would go to places or do things or had the opportunity to come on because they had someone with texture and they needed a texture expert to come in, I used those opportunities to know the photographer, to know the creative directors, to know whoever it was in there and let them know that, okay, this is what I do and you can always call me for this, but I also do everything else, you know, so that I had an advantage, especially as a lot of people of color in England and in America started to come to the forefront and started to become celebrity, that there was a demand. And a lot of our white counterparts could not meet that demand, hence where we started to step in because we didn't have a choice but to know how to do everything. They have a choice to say, oh, I don't want to. I don't want to learn about African texture here. But it needs to be a standard where they need to know all textures so that we can go anywhere and sit in anybody's chair and have a service done, whether it be at Fashion Week, whether it be in Hollywood, whether it be at a television station, that we need to be present. And if not just us, that our white counterparts need to be held accountable so they know how to do our textures too. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So our celebrities can feel comfortable no matter where they go, because that has been so when you ask, to answer your question, it's like, yes, it has been an issue. Like, for instance, when I started doing Fashion Week, I started to see behind the scenes and who was doing things, and I saw there was a lot of models, and I saw that the black models at that time tension or get the creative finish that the white girls with straighter hair got because the white artist, hair stylist, didn't know what to do with their texture.
They must have felt absolutely awful, the models. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah, well, let me give you a perfect example. I came on a fashion show with a top hairstylist. He hired me to be on his team. And I saw he had like 3 or 4 black models, but then he had his right-hand assistant who was quite average, was like, I know everything, so you go over there and do that. So I said, okay, but I'm always humble. So I started doing what I was doing, and I finished my models. And I looked behind me, and he was working on a black girl. Now, all we had to do was pull this girl's hair back into a ponytail and then make it quite add extension and make it sleek. he decided, now hair was already blow dried. He decided to spray it with a water bottle. I was like, what are you doing? So, and then a model gets upset and is like, oh my God, I can't go out here like this. My hair is natural underneath, and he wasn't natural underneath, man. And it was just a whole big fiasco. So I just stepped in, we blow dried the hair and put the ponytail and sent it on the way. And that's when I realized, wow, these people don't have a clue.
Is that
so,
not something?
Moving, wow. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, no, I was just
forward.
Yeah. Wow.
So
yes,
just saying, moving forward, what I started to do was, because eventually I started getting booked as the lead hairstylist, which meant that I would work directly with the designers and makeup artists to create the looks for shows. So what I would do through my travels and experience, I would build teams between America and London with people that I knew understood all textures. So then if I had a team of seven hairstylists, no matter who sat in our chair, we could knock it out according to what was required. And that's what I started to do. And so, again, I've always said to myself, and I've said to my wife, she's like, you know what, I've always been one, that person who says, not even understanding I might be the first one to do it, but just to walk through that door and say, I'm here and I'm ready. You know what I mean? And whatever the challenge is, I'm going to find a way to complete whatever it is to complete. So that has been my way throughout my career, that I'm not afraid to try something new, or I'm not afraid to take on challenges that everyone else wants to stay in the status quo. So I said, no, if this is how it is, then I need to get people who are qualified, who can do, to not only make the designers and stuff in the show look fabulous, but also work as a team and understand that we can do this and we can all shine in this process.
Absolutely. I have to say, it's been a big career. What I love that I also read about is that you had a chance to travel abroad and do quite extensive work over there and live for quite a period of time. So I'm just curious. Tell me about this whole return back to the States. Tell me the impact that, because I just know you touched everybody. You know, you did something big over the years. So tell us a little bit about that part of your journey and experience as well.
Yes,
and returning back home, of course.
Okay. Yes, I went to. I think the first time I went to England was 2009, but this was after I decided to walk away from the whole celebrity music industry thing. I dibbled and dabbled for a while, but I decided that that wasn't what I wanted to do anymore, and I needed more, and I needed to understand more, and I felt that at that point in my life and everything I had did up to there, I was just a black hairstylist. So when I would reach out to, because before fashion weeks and all of that, but before that, when I would reach out to companies like, oh, I want to, get on your team. I started getting interested in brands, and I want to do this. I want to do that. I can help teach and educate. And a lot of the brands were like, oh, no, you're a black hairstylist. I'm like, what? I'm a hairstylist.
Oh, my
But the industry was very segregated at that time. So just like so many artists that we know through our history, that they decided to leave America. Like, because when I was younger, I used to admire the fact that Patrick Kelly was in Paris and he was doing so well. And then there was another designer, Willie Smith, who also went to Europe, at the time. And James Baldwin, you know what I mean? There's so many great creators had to leave America or decided to leave America to not to just understand that they were great at what they did, but were they great because you are a black hairstylist, or were you great because you are a hairstylist? Were you great because you are a black designer, or are you great because you are a good designer?
I absolutely. Yes, go ahead. Please finish your thought. What do you think?
So going to Europe for me was a chance. Mm-hmm. I just decided one day, a friend of mine who has salons over there was like,
yes,
could you come help manage my salons and teach my staff? And I was like, sure. And I just went. I just
left.
Wow. My mother was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to England. What are you
going
to do?
I'm going to England.
No. Yep.
Wow.
So I said, I don't know, but I'm going. So I ended up going to Europe. And in that time, I saw that there was a need for education big time in the area. There were some great hairstylists and some great stylists who invested into their education, but the general was a lot of salons that didn't have. So what I did, so at some point, L'Oreal had launched Mazzani, and I got on board with L'Oreal Mazzani, and I helped to build that brand amongst the Afro-Caribbean community in England, along with other really well-known hairstylists over in the UK.
And that's a big, big community. Let me just say, I've been to England. I've been to London. I've seen it's a huge community, folks. And this is a big deal. Yes. So I'm blown away. This is some great information, great things that we can hang our hat on. And I'm kind of picturing all of this as you're describing it. I think it's phenomenal to me that you've had this storied career. It's just been, it's not, I know, like you said earlier, and I love what you said, because, yes, it's on paper, yes, and even, in talking about it, yes, it did have a whole bunch of wonderful moments. But you've like I said, I love that you've always kept a mind in reality, it seems, with this. And, and a good way to look at everything and just remember to be an inspiration to others. And that's what seems to really push through with your story today. Listen, I got to remind the folks, because every so often we get a few new listeners on. And I want to say today is my a very, very special guest is joining me. And I'm so happy. And I'm going to tell you why in a moment. His name is Eugene Davis. And I love your website, eugenedavis.hair, not .com, .hair. So I love that as well. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But you've just been just making such a difference in the hair and beauty world. So this is really awesome. And you connected with everybody. I mean, you've named some huge stars, Eugene. You really have. I'm like, okay, wow. So this is nice. So what is this journey? What is it, what does it still mean to you? What does it mean to you, I should say, at this point? Because there, it has changed, I believe, but maybe you might not think it's, or maybe you might think it's changed quite a bit or not changed so much. What are your thoughts, Eugene, today?
I do. I think the industry has changed. There's a lot that goes on now that would not have been tolerated before. So I believe now, with all the diversity, the inclusion, all of the people opening up and asking questions to big corporate America about, especially in the beauty industry and the hair industry, about inclusion, about having us present. I think that's a big thing right now. And I think that we as a community, as a hair community, still need to keep our voices relevant. We need to still speak out on the injustices and inequality that we see in the beauty industry, because it's still there, and we're still knocking on doors, which we should never stop doing. But we need to stop pushing those doors open too, in order for us to let others come through. So I think where I am and my career and everything I've done, I want to be a glass ceiling breaker. So if there's a glass ceiling, I'm going to break it. Come on, everybody, let's go. You know what I mean? But when we get in there, I'm holding you accountable to do the right thing so that you can prepare the way for the next person behind you. And that's what's so important to me. And that's where I am today. So everything I've done, everything I've touched is for someone to read it and be inspired to know that, oh, my God, I can do that because he did it, I can do it, you know. So,
well, Eugene,
so that's
Davis,
where my message is.
That's what I'm loving this. What is next for you?
Okay, I got a few projects in the mix, but I believe that right now I'm really concentrating on getting my messaging out, talking to people like yourselves or the media, and just to keep inspiring people that we can do better and just showing them the way and how to get there and helping them navigate to wherever their passion and whatever their dream or whatever their desire is. Because I've touched so many areas, if I can help you get there and if I can support you and save you some of the headaches that I had, then I'm gonna show you how to get there. But I think my next thing is I want to I don't know.
Well,
I think media is my thing.
Yes. And I'm going to spill a little bit of this right now for our listeners and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think they're going to love this. Listen, I am bringing this amazing, incredible artist in my book and the world, book of the world. we're bringing you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So those folks out there, you guys have enjoyed this. You're going to absolutely enjoy much more of this. With the legendary, I hope you know I'm putting the word legendary in front of Eugene, in front of Eugene Davis. Okay. So we are going to have you here to share because there's so much, and I love this. You pointed out on your website, you're not just helping folks. Yes, you provide amazing client care and information and all that kind of stuff to folks who need it, but also to the professionals who. You know, largely, you know, would appreciate that, you know, learning from someone who's been around for a while in this industry. And so, please, I can't wait. We're excited to have you here. We're going to share more of those details very soon with all of you guys. So you have to keep tuning in so you will know when Eugene is here and what we've got to say and what he's got to say. So, Eugene, I just want to say thank you. How was your first experience here in the hot seat here on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It's been amazing. I'm so thankful because you are great, and I love talking with you, and I love, you know, the conversation is good. And I just love being here because it's something that I wanted to do, wanted to experience, and this is my first, you know, experience on a radio show. So it's been great. I'm looking forward to doing
all
more stuff with you.
Well, now, what would you like to leave everybody with today? Any shout-outs or final thoughts?
I guess my final thought is that I've learned through everything that I do that we need to love each other, that whether it's, you know, your neighbor to your right, your neighbor to your left, if we come together, there's so much strength in that. So my philosophy is always each one teach one. So leading others to their success is what I'm all about. And however I can help you get there or give you the knowledge or give you some of my experiences, then hit me up. Talk to me, ask me questions. That's what I'm here for.
And you've done just that today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, folks, his website, so please go to Eugene Davis' website. His website is actually www. Not that we got to say that anymore, but I just want folks to know, eugenedavis.hair, okay, not .com, it's .hair. So eugenedavis.hair. You type that into your browser. And there you go. And so we're loving it. And we can't wait just to have you here all the time. So that's going to be very, very soon. So you folks keep it right here, and we'll get you the latest on that. Eugene, awesome job. What can I say? You knocked it out of the park. And welcome to the family here at Hair Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so
awesome.
Much. Can I also just say one more thing that they can
yes,
also find
right ahead.
On Instagram at Eugene Davis Hair 2. That's Eugene Davis Hair 2, the number 2, and you can find me on Instagram also.
Love that. And, of course, right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah.
We'll direct it to you. All right, folks. Well, listen, Eugene, thank you again. All right, folks, keep it right here. You got it. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours
started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. So we're back with a few more of the Hair Radio weather highs and lows for selected cities. For today, Thursday, March 3rd of 2022. Again, it's sponsored by our friends at FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Over in Seattle, Washington, we're looking at a high of 47 degrees, a low of 38. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 79 is the high, 42 is the low. Denver, Colorado, 70 is the high, 41 is the expected low. Key West, Florida, 79 degrees is the high expected for today, 70 is the low. Queens, New York, not too far from our headquarters right here in Brooklyn, New York, but it's expected to be a high of just 45, low of 21. Syracuse, New York, the split is just 30 degrees is the expected high, down to a chilly 11 for today. And over in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, it's expected to be a high of 47 degrees, a low there of just 20. And on the international scene, we're shouting out our friends over in Accra, that's in Ghana, West Africa. They're looking at a high today of wonderful 89 degrees. 78 is the expected low there. We'll take it here in New York. Out in Oslo, that's in Norway, high of 43, low of just 25. And all the way out west in Manila, that's in the Philippines, they're expecting a high of 92 and the low of 75. And to you folks out there, I say, in Tagalog, kumusta? All right, I'm Carrie Hines, and that is the weather report for today. Again, the highs and lows around the country and a few international spots. Thank you so much, and back to our show.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she was...
Yes, go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was...
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks, I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Paro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Paro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Paro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And,
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaires of African descent, women, female millionaires in the country.
And that's what I'm getting.
Timing.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both, and all the things that they
no
stand for.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right. Exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean, it was orderly, it was you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed in 1926 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines. A wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he
of course.
He grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling of Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work. And so he became a beautician. And, of course, his songs just took off. And, he never went back to it. But
Right. Amazing.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening, yes, to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday morning. It's March 3rd of 2022. It is March 3rd. Wow. It's our show number 682 as we march towards our 700th live broadcast of this very three-hour Hair Radio Morning Show. We're really excited. I'm working behind the scenes on a huge celebration. We'll have that on. We'll keep you informed about that. Listen, it's been an extraordinary show this morning. I have just enjoyed it right along with you guys this morning. Well, we've been featuring some of our classic interviews over the years. Again, big celebration on the way. So today I'm going to get what I call a rewind replay for today. For the folks who are just kind of getting on board or just getting tuned in, we welcome you. We thank you. Cynthia Bailey, I talked about her on yesterday's show. We featured a few of the Real Housewives from Atlanta. This is a popular TV show that's on the Bravo network. So I've interviewed a few of them, and I remember one who I was supposed to come to the show, had agreed to come to the show, but had a last-minute change, so we never got her on the show. I'll tell you who that is a little later. But I'm so honored because when I looked through the vaults, as I mentioned yesterday, I was really touched. This is one of the most forthright individuals, and I've interviewed a lot of celebrities, as you guys out there know, but this is one of the most forthright individuals I've ever interviewed. I've never, ever heard talk about the things that she talked about. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we get Cynthia Bailey's interview on a little bit in just a moment or two. But first, I have a couple of announcements. I absolutely want to kind of get across to everybody, tell you what's happening on the show. I've got great news and so much to get into today. First, I want to say this. If you are not a HairRadio.com member, you need to be. Now, our website is hairadio.com. So it's pronounced Hair Radio, but it just has one R in the middle. So go to www.hairadio.com to sign up for an account. It's free, doesn't cost you a dime. And the reason I mention it this morning, of course, you should be. That's where we put all kinds of information exclusively for the members. You won't see this anywhere else but as a member of the website. So please go to hairradio.com. What I want to get across about that today is that, you know, I understand folks have been enjoying the weather updates that we've been providing on the show. We give a couple of reports each day, basically about 30 cities. And it's exciting. And I said, well, the thing is, folks want to hear their city.
So I'm saying this to all the hairradio.com members. And again, it's free to sign up and register. Just simply log onto your account and send us a message. Tell us the city that you want to hear announced right here on our broadcast, and we'll get your weather city, your city included on a regular basis right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm so happy. We're going to be doing some walking tours. A lot of the cities that I talk about each day on the broadcast, I've been to. And I said, gee, wouldn't it be nice to talk about some of the highlights of those amazing cities to give you some insight? So we're just not shouting out numbers. I think you're gonna love this. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll have some updates on that as well. What I mentioned about Upscale Magazine. Upscale Magazine. Got to talk about it because it's very, very, very important on what is happening with Upscale. First of all, let me just give you some backstory on Upscale. For those of you who are may not be as familiar, Upscale Magazine has been around as a printed publication for over 30 years. For over 30 years. And I was watching some old TV shows like the Jamie Foxx show. You know, they still run that, the reruns. And inside one of the scenes was Upscale Magazine. You can see it big as that, just right there. I believe it's been on the Cosby Show. They'll have it just sitting around on a table, or a lot of the black characters on these TV shows would read it on camera. So Upscale Magazine, you can't miss it with the beautiful red logo. You've seen it. It's one of the remaining, and again, the key word is remaining, publications, printed publications that you can read and turn a page, not just an online magazine. Let me be nice. So this is great. Those two publications that remain in terms of black households, we're talking about Essence Magazine and Upscale. Upscale, where you can read all about black culture. It's amazing. And as you guys know, I've had the publisher of Upscale on this very show. So I'm also excited to announce my connection with Upscale Magazine. And what I love is that I've got some amazing things that we're working on together that I need to tell you about. First of all, if you guys would like to advertise, I have my own hair radio rate. So I don't mind if you reach out to Upscale directly, but I think I have a special hair radio rate for advertising in their printed magazine. And again, this is the printed Upscale Magazine that's on the newsstands all over America, from New York to L.A. Okay, so this is Upscale Magazine is on the newsstands. So you can get a special rate. My suggestion is to jot down this phone number, and this is our office number, which you should have it anyway. It's our brand new office telephone number. It's toll-free, so you can call us. We have brand new business hours. You guys know that when we wrap up this show, the live broadcast at 9 New York Times, 8 o'clock Central, we're ready to take your call. So our office lines open up at 9 in the morning. If you need to ask us about advertising, if you'd like to be a guest, or you have a comment or a suggestion for the broadcast, simply give us a call. Our telephone number is 833-402-8882. Let me just say that again. This will give you a moment to grab that pen and paper if you don't have it right there. It's toll-free. So some folks, I believe, may have to dial the 1, but it's 833-402-8882. And it's posted on our website, again, at hairradio.com, HAIradio.com. So definitely check out that special rates, again, advertising with Upscale Magazine. I'm so proud. Look for my column in the next issue of Upscale Magazine, and I'm just really excited. Now, along the line, we're also working on a huge health, we're going to make a bigger announcement about this in coming days, but I'm so proud. I'll be in Brooklyn, New York, for those
hair salons and barbershops located in Brooklyn. I'll be out and about. To come there directly, we're setting up that we're going to talk a little bit more about soon. And you'll be able to actually earn money for your shop. You'll be paid. This is from the – we'll tell you who it's from and all the folks behind it. I think you're going to love it. But this is through Upscale, and I'll be out partnering with these folks from Hair Radio. We'll tell you all about it. It's very simple and easy, and it's about the health of the folks who are coming into your shop. So whether you're a hair salon or barbershop or a personal care business, we'll tell you all about it in the coming weeks right here on the broadcast. So just wanted to get that out. And speaking of the coming weeks, you guys, tomorrow on Friday's show, Friday, we have the amazing Shanna Van Ness. Now, Dr. Shanna these days, she's earned her PhD since we talked to her. We're so proud of Shanna. She started right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, now she is a personal business coach, not just business, but it looks like she helps you to navigate your life. And so I'm so excited. We'll put some things about her on social media a little later today. And we cannot wait. She'll be with us tomorrow. Now, she's joining us at a special time. She's really going to be with us live. And we normally, you know, we pretty much do a lot of mid-show live talk. But listen, tomorrow, she'll be with us at 6:30 a.m. So 6:30 in the morning. Dr. Shanna will be with us live. I got to remember to say that. Dr. Shanna V is what she goes by. And Dr. Shanna V will be with us live. So tomorrow, tune in. We're going to be on live early in the morning. You're going to hear my morning voice, 6:30 in the morning. Dr. Shanna V will be with us. Again, Dr. Shanna V. You don't want to miss her. Believe me. She's the host of, well, we'll talk about a little later on today and on tomorrow's broadcast. So Dr. Shanna V, 6:30. Also tomorrow, I've invited... you guys see my postings out there about teaching and training and all of that on folks who want to have podcasts and get careers, a new career in radio. I'm so excited. This wonderful young lady tomorrow will be joining us briefly mid-show. She's all about education, so she's going to tell us all about it. But what moved me or what continues to move me about her is that she is lending her voice to help her local community. She's out of Mississippi. And so I'm super excited to have her on the show tomorrow to talk about what she's doing to change the local dynamics. She's even running for a little local office there. So we'll have her tell you all about it. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be an exciting Friday show. As you guys know, that next week we are on a production break, getting everything together for our return to the airwaves on Tuesday, March 15th. And so we'll keep you informed of all of that. Now, we're going to take, boy, now that was an update. I'm Carrie Hines. And again, if you've just tuned in, Thursday. It's Thursday morning, folks, March 3rd, 2022. It's our show number 682. And as I mentioned, if you're just joining us, you might have missed this wonderful, wonderful replay interview with Cynthia Bailey, former model. You guys know her. And I think it's a great way to celebrate Women's History Month. I really do. Cynthia speaks straight from the heart. So you cannot miss this, you know, her amazing way to communicate. So we'll get that on. And then again, at 8:30 this morning, 7:30 Central, stay tuned. Mr. Trichology, Cade is back. I can't wait to chat with him about hair and hair loss and all of that wonderful, wonderful good stuff. So that's going to be just exciting. And as I said, in honor of Women's History Month, the month of March, we're celebrating, and we are going to do that right now with getting on this classic interview with Miss Cynthia Bailey. I do want to mention Cynthia has since remarried. So Peter was her husband just prior to this. You know, she'll talk a little bit about him, but she's remarried someone else. So you know, don't be alarmed if you hear her mention her husband, Peter. He was her husband at the time of the interview that we're replaying today. So on that note, let me just get this on. This is Cynthia Bailey on a classic interview right here. I had a chance to chat with it. I'll be back. So stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side of this. Stay tuned.
Hey, we have a guest from the world of television. She is a superstar in every which meaning of the word. Her name is Cynthia Bailey. Cynthia, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Now, we're excited to have anyone, but especially someone of your caliber with us today. Now, everybody knows you from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which airs on the Bravo Network, but you're out there doing a whole lot more. Now, you have released a wonderful new book called Carry On Baggage. Tell us about that.
Okay, Carry On Baggage is a relationship book that myself and Peter Thomas, my husband, wrote together. And basically, it's how we came to be, how we started together, how we got together, how I ended up in Atlanta, how we ended up on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. It just gives you guys the full story. When you guys watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, you really only get snippets of our life. And everyone saw us get married on camera. They saw us go through all of our ups and downs with Uptown. You know, they've just seen us, you know, just go through a lot as a couple. And I think a lot of people, you know, I think our relationship is very misunderstood because you guys don't always get to see the full picture. And this book was a great opportunity to really give you guys not only the full story, but also the backstory.
And when you say backstory, I mean, I think I caught some parts of it where you're talking about 20 years ago you guys kind of met, which I think is a great story in the book. So tell us a little bit more about that, just to share, give just that drop to the listeners of the Hair Radio show.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, you know, I've known of Peter for more than about 20 years now. We have a lot of mutual friends in common. We definitely ran in a lot of the same circles in New York City. And, you know, it was only 5 years ago that we actually really just connected and ended up, you know, deciding to be together. I moved from New York City to Atlanta, Georgia to be with him. And at that time when I made that choice, you know, the Housewives was not even in the picture. This was just me, you know, just buying in to Peter, the man that I was in love with. And, you know, the book, you know, really goes into a lot of details about so many other things that are a part of our story. And it's a quick read. It's a fun read. You know, it'll, you know, you can read, you can go through this book in 2 days. It's great. You know, it's not an advice book. You know, we're not really trying to give people, you know, advice because, you know, we're still figuring our stuff out. We're just really sharing what works for us. And
wonderful.
Hopefully people can, you know, get some information from it and maybe be inspired by, you know, our stories because we don't make it look easy because it's not easy. Relationships, marriages take a lot of work.
Absolutely. Now, it's called Carry On Baggage, Our Nonstop Flight. And where can they get this wonderful new book?
They can get Carry On Baggage from Amazon.com. That's the quickest way to get it. Otherwise, you can check with your local bookstores. Most Barnes & Noble have the book as well. But I would say the quickest way to get it is probably Amazon.com.
And I have to say, Cynthia, I absolutely love the picture on the cover. I love it. I think it's one of the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen. It says a lot.
Oh, thank you. That's actually my wedding dress, so I got a chance to actually wear it again.
Gorgeous.
And, I was excited because, you know, I thought my wedding dress was everything. So, I was excited to share that again.
Wonderful. Now, I want to talk about this doll I've seen. You've got to tell our listeners more about this doll. Please, it's the Cynthia Bailey doll, but tell us a little bit more about exactly what it is, because I'm not sure. Fill us in on all of that and how it all came about.
Okay, all right, the Cynthia Bailey doll, it's just more of a positive empowerment piece that I'm trying to put out to the world, to young girls, my school, the LA Agency School of Fashion. Most of my students are very young. I mean, I had them coming to me as young as 5 years old, up until, 30 years old. But my core students usually range between the ages of 5 and 13. And I grew up playing with dolls, and I didn't have any dolls that looked like me or that were even black. I had my dolls, my Barbie dolls were white with blonde hair, and I completely could not relate to them. And I thought, this would just be a great way to just put out something that young girls can relate to that's positive, and just another way to empower and inspire young girls.
It sounds just wonderful. And those dolls are available, correct?
Yes, they are. You can get Cynthia Bailey Doll on the website, CynthiaBaileyDoll.com, CynthiaBaileyDoll.com. And she is gorgeous. And she has a big, beautiful afro. And I specifically made my first doll have an afro because I just feel like, you don't see a lot of my dolls with afros. And
right.
I feel like, just me being a strong African-American lady, I just felt like it just really, really made the doll just more powerful and the message more clear with letting her have an afro as opposed to straight hair. And that's nothing wrong with straight hair, but we always, I just feel like when I wear my afro, which I often do on the show, I just feel a certain power with it.
Absolutely.
And I think, that being on my doll is just really sending a really great message to young black, African American kids to just
now
be themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you've just joined us out there, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a television superstar from the world of reality. Now, she's one of the top stars on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which airs on the Bravo Network, and she has a great new book, Carry On Baggage. So we're talking about all of that and a wonderful doll. But I want to go back, Cynthia. Today's guest is Cynthia Bailey, and I want to go back a little bit. Tell us, you are legendary. You had a legendary career modeling, of course. Let's talk about a little bit of that. Now, you were, just new to town, and you actually landed Essence Magazine a couple times. You've done so much. Just for the ones out there, those models, the aspiring models, if you will, we want to talk a little bit about your legendary career and what kind of advice you can give,
okay,
to others.
All right. Okay. Well, I've been a veteran of the business for more than 25 years now. I started when I was 18 years old. I got into business because I was discovered in a beauty pageant. I was homecoming queen in my high school, and it just turned out one of the judges was a model scout for Women's Models in New York City. And I just basically went for it. I went for it. My parents allowed me to go for it, and the rest is kind of history. As soon as I got to New York, one of my first big bookings was the cover of Essence Magazine, and which was amazing. And I went on to do, it was such a great seller, and I actually had my signature afro on for that cover, and it sold amazingly well, and I went on to actually be asked to do another cover, which also sold extremely well, and Essence has just been, I've been part of the Essence family my whole life, I feel like, and they're just such a great publication to represent as a black woman, and I think they always do. My covers sell for them, and they also represent me in a way that I love putting out to the world. So, with that said, I've been doing my thing for a long time. A lot of people think I just kind of turned up on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but I had a lot going on before the show. And,
absolutely.
The great
absolutely
thing about my school, the Bailey Agency, not only am I still in front of the camera, I'm doing so many great things behind the camera, giving other young kids an opportunity to get the education about how to get into business, because there's so many, scams out there and, kids trying to figure out how to get into this business, and they don't really, you know, it's kind of hard to connect with legitimate people who really, you know, are a part of the fashion industry.
What would you say is the first step, you know, especially being someone who is, you know, the person behind the Bailey Agency, what would you say is the first step they should do when they know they want to embark upon a career in modeling?
Okay, I think the first step, and I always tell this to my students, is to be realistic. If you are 5'2 and flat-chested and your dream is to be a Victoria's Secret model, it's probably not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So don't set goals that you can't achieve, because aesthetically, it's just not going to happen because you're just not tall enough. You know what I mean? You make movies, but I don't know anywhere where you can get stretched, you know, 3 or 4 inches. So, you know, you have to be realistic. You have to be realistic. You know, the fashion industry is a business. And, you know, people don't want to waste time, you know, trying to cater to someone's dreams and aspirations where they just physically don't have what it takes to even try to make them come true. So you got to know what you're working with. And once you have what it takes, then that's a whole other conversation. But when you don't, then you need to look at other options, other things that you can do in the fashion industry. Because so many people don't know, you know, how, you know, how many businesses outside of just even modeling in the industry that you can get involved in. You know, hairstylist, makeup artist, art director, photography, fashion editor. There's so many different avenues you can go if you love the business of fashion, if you're just not 5'10", with cheekbones of life. I mean, it's just what it is, and that's what I explain, and that's what we talk about at my school. You know, we really don't like to turn anyone away, so we always try to figure out, okay, what is your goal? What are you trying to do, and is it attainable? And if it is, we will try to help you get there. If it's not, we will help you set new goals of things that you're interested in this business, that you can actually have some success with.
Now, about your school, for those folks who are interested in that, how would they find out more about the school?
Well, like, is there a website? About my school, yes, for information about the Bailey Agency, go on to the Bailey Agency School of Fashion.com.
Wonderful. Now, I have got to do this. Okay, thank you. Sorry for that. But I have got to ask you about the hit television show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and what's going on this season. We want to hear all about it. So let's kind of go back a little bit. You know, we saw you're talking about the situation with your health. Can you share a little bit about that today?
Yes. I talked last week about me having fibroids, uterine fibroids, and I have had them for many years now. However, in the past 2 years, they have just really, really just made my life miserable. I was severely anemic because of the fibroids. I just had a number of other, you know, health situations that just, you know, were difficult for me to really perform and go to work and do what I needed to do. And it all went back to the fibroids. So I decided to do something about it. It was my choice to share it with the world. Fibroids really do affect mostly African-American women. I don't know why. Scientists don't know why, but it does. And one thing they do think is that it has something to do with diet. And once I decided to take control of the situation, I think our show is always great for drama, but I think it's also a great platform to actually pass along information and education and inspire people to, you know, take control of their life. And I feel like by having the uterine fibroid embolization, that's exactly what I did. And then I even took it a step further. You know, I got on a health management program, Genevieve.com. You know, if my eating habits has anything to do with why I got them in the first place, then I wanted to, you know, start eating better so I could just feel better. And when you eat better, you feel better. You look better. And for me, it wasn't so much a weight issue, except for the fact that because I'm on TV and also a beauty brand, if I start gaining weight, especially just only in my stomach area, people start to question, well, is she pregnant? What's going on? So there were all these pregnancy rumors out there, and this was just basically because I did look pregnant. I was about 3 months pregnant because the fibroids had just grown to that point, and I was able to kind of hide them for the past 3 or 4 years. And, you know, with the help of Spanx and just dressing, you know, I know how to dress to look a little smaller. And then I just couldn't do it anymore. And no matter what I did, you could still tell. So I was proactive. You know, I invested in a lot of things. It was just, you know, being a woman of a certain age, it was time for me to invest in Cynthia, you know, invest in my health to make sure that I was healthy and alive to, you know, run all my businesses, that I work hard every day to make sure are successful.
Now, did you find it somewhat freeing, though? Isn't it a little bit of, you know, you feel a sense of liberation just to kind of get it out there at least, I think, on that hand, on that level? Yeah.
You know, it was freeing. It was so freeing because this is one of these things that we don't talk about. Women don't talk about fibroids. It's one of those things where there's like a real embarrassment kind of stigma attached to it because, you know, you have very heavy cycle, you know. You know, most of us are like, you know, having little accidents all over the place. I mean, it's just something that we all deal with, a lot of us deal with, but we don't really, you know, sit down and have tea and be like, hey, girl, how are your fibroids doing today? You know, when was the last time you had a little accident? It's just one of those things that we don't really talk about. So I thought it was really brave, to be honest, just put it on out there and say, hey, you know, I'm with you guys. You know, I can't wear white pants during that time of the month because surely, you know, because of this fibroid situation, you know, I'm going to have an accident, you know, and I have. And, again, being someone that people know, you know, if I have an accident in public, it's like I'm not some random person that is like Cindy Bailey.
Right.
Real Housewives Atlanta just basically bled in the chair at Houston's while she was having dinner. And, you know, I mean, it's like very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. Tina's been through a couple different episodes where, you know, you had to run out and get a jacket from your tie around my waist. I mean, it's just a lot. And no matter what I was doing in terms of doing what I needed to do so that wouldn't happen, it just, there was nothing else I could really do because it just was so unpredictable and just out of control. So I just feel like I got my life back. I got control of the situation. And, you know, I just think bringing awareness to fibroids is just an important thing. It really does affect so many African-American women. And with the Real Housewives being pretty much an African-American show now, I thought this was the perfect time to really talk about it.
Sure. Now, I have to ask you, what I saw when I watched the show, and you were talking about the fibroids, and then I think and Peter's reaction or response, I saw some people were saying, oh, well, he didn't seem supportive. Would you kind of just clear that up and, you know, let folks know, I'm sure absolutely he's supportive. So just kind of speak to that if you would be kind enough.
You know, again, you guys see 2 minutes listening. It took 3 hours to shoot.
Okay,
you know,
right.
There were, you know, Peter is supportive of everything that I do and certainly something, you know, that I was so emotional about. You know, Peter's always going to be Peter. And, you know, he could definitely come off insensitive, but I can assure you that he was, you know, very happy for me to get some resolution with the situation, even though it didn't quite come off like that on Sunday's episode. But, you know, we got another episode that we're still dealing with fibroids coming up this week, and hopefully you guys will see a little bit more of a compassionate side to him in terms of how he supports me.
Well, listen, if you have just tuned in, we are on the line today at the Hair Radio Show with the great Cynthia Bailey. Now, she's one of the TV stars on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which airs on the Bravo Network. Now, I just wanted to ask you, you just mentioned a little bit about what's to come in the season. Any surprises, anything at all you can kind of tell us a little bit? The fans of the Hair Radio Show, of course, want to know anything you want to share about what, you know, we might expect.
Well, I'm sure you guys have seen the super teaser. I think one word to describe the season is unpredictable. I think you guys are going to see a lot of us in life. You haven't seen this before. Some of us are doing the most. I'll say that. We are doing the most, and I guarantee you'll be very interesting. That's all.
Well,
I can
say. That is good enough.
Nice.
You go ahead, Cynthia, because I want to hear all that you have to say about it.
Oh yeah, it will be. You guys will always have great water cooler conversation on Monday mornings after you watch an episode. And I really feel like this season is one of the best seasons ever since I've been on the show. So I'm really excited about this season.
Well, listen, we are excited about you. So we want to thank you, and I want to remind everybody, that, yes, of course, you're on this wonderful hit TV show called The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but I also want to remind everybody what you were just talking about, you know, a few minutes ago, about the Carry-On Baggage, that great relationship book that you guys have out there, you and your husband, Peter Thomas. So we want folks to pick up that book. And they'll be seeing some great things that will be insightful about your relationship and how it may be beneficial to them. So I think it'll be great for them to do that. And then, of course, that doll, that wonderful Cynthia Bailey doll, we want them to find out about that. And anything else that you're doing, you know, we 1,000% support you here at the Hair Radio Show. You always have a home with us, okay? So we want to certainly any last shout-outs or anything that you want to get across to anybody out there?
No, I just, you know, for all things Cynthia Bailey, please make sure you guys follow me on Twitter, CynthiaBailey10. I'm, you know, often talking about, you know, what's next, what else is coming up. Follow my husband, Peter Thomas, R-H-O-A, as well. He has a lot of things going on as well. And, you know, we're still here. We're still standing. You know, I'm just excited. I'm excited that we get to share our lives with you guys. And, you know, we work hard to really give it to you guys straight. You know, this is who we are. And, you know, hopefully along the way we're inspiring some folks to hang in there with their relationships and, you know, all these great things, to start their own businesses. You know, it's positive. You know, it's important what you put out to the world. And I make every effort to put things out there that I think people can learn from and people can grow from.
On that note, we want to thank you for being with us, Ms. Cynthia Bailey.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. Actually, I've known her for quite a while, and I think this is the very, very first time joining us on the broadcast. It is my great honor and sincere pleasure to welcome to the show Miss Asia Good. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
Yes, it is so nice to have you finally on our broadcast.
Yes.
And it is just wonderful because let me just make it clear to everybody. The Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. It really is. And so you fit right into those categories this morning. And being a young person out there in business, I'm so excited to really talk about it because I don't think we've covered the subject of realty so much, but I think it's so incredibly important right now, especially with folks looking and with the way that things are going on out here in the world. People are looking for how to get a properties and rent spaces and all that wonderful good stuff. So I can't wait to hear everything you have to say today. So very nice.
Yes, yes, exactly. So it's funny. I got into real estate during the pandemic. I was twiddling my thumbs. I was finishing up college because I did go to school for public health. And I said,
yeah,
I need to do something if this doesn't work out. And, you know, it is my dream to own a house myself. So I was like, let me be an educated consumer and go to school for real estate. So that's how I ended up in real estate.
Wow.
For myself and also to educate the masses because, you know, when you do have that certain knowledge, it does make a difference and it does impact how you are purchasing or renting out a property.
Yes.
So
now that is interesting. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
No, I'm just going to say that's why I became, most importantly, an NJ realtor because there's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. So I belong to an association.
Wow. That's incredible. And so it sounds to me like you really enjoy it. And that's a surprise,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. It's fun being able to help someone gain information. Not even if they do, like, if they don't want to purchase right now, at least they know what to look for and what is coming up so they wouldn't be ambushed with the sudden spontaneous transaction of buying a house because, you know, there is a process to everything.
And that is a process and that takes that's a big decision. But it is good that people consider buying versus renting. Is that right?
Yes, because, you know, the way the market is now, there's not much inventory, so sellers are trying to sell either for their best interest or just for monetary gain, and you have to be cautious of what you are spending your money on, and sometimes high rent, believe it or not, is equivalent to someone's house, and if you're paying $3,000-plus in rent in New Jersey, you're probably paying someone's mortgage on a $300,000 house.
Wow.
So
that is
crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
yes.
That folks are spending so much. And that brings up a good point. Now, you're located in New Jersey, and we have listeners from everywhere, but what are some of the tips that anybody can think of that they should consider when looking for property of rental and or purchasing? Any ideas that come to mind?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, if taxes is a big deal, you have to be mindful of what area you are moving into New Jersey because every town and city has their own taxes. So if taxes is something that you are worried about, you have to be mindful of that. And then also, you know, due to the sudden shift in climate, you want to be aware of what's a flood zone. I know that the FEMA released that they are changing their flood insurance rates, and it differs from those who are grandfathered from their previous insurance policies. So those are things to consider.
Well, now, this sounds like a lot for the average person to keep track of. Is it as complicated as it sounds, or is it that's what your job is to break it down for us?
Well, honestly, if anyone were to hire a realtor or a real estate agent, it's just to make the transaction smooth for the consumer, for the buyer and the seller, because, you know, we're the person that's going to make all the necessary moves for it not to be a nightmare. I know at the brokerage I'm at, it's our responsibility to do our 100% best always. And if that goes along the lines as sitting in for inspections or getting appraisals done for you, we will do that. That's no problem. I'm trained for that. So those things that might fluster a consumer, look into hiring a real estate agent because they really know what's going on in the market, who to talk to, what direction to lead you in terms of even finding a real estate attorney, appraiser, home inspector, just obtaining your occupancy to live. So, you know, those are things that can be done by a real estate agent.
Wow. I have to say, goodness, you are really on top of it. You are just killing it. You are. I'm so very happy. Well, listen, I just also want to take a moment to say, you know, and I have to, in full disclosure, Asia is just someone I've known. Asia, I just have to let everybody know I've known you since you were just a little tiny little girl down in New Jersey. So it's just remarkable. My dearest friend in the whole wide world was Asia's dad, Theo, and God rest his soul, who would just be ridiculously proud of everything that you have accomplished. And you have an amazing family. And I was going to ask you, because balancing a family, that's not easy with business. How do you do it?
Honestly,
you have an entire family.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
wow.
You know, just to piggyback off of mentioning my father, I learned being a hustler from him. He made it seem like parenting and working multiple jobs was just normal. So I probably get it from him, but with the help of a planner, and then, you know, the Google Calendar, those are my best friends.
Well, I hear you, and I can certainly echo that. I tell you, I was just thinking about Theo because, you know, I talk often about being a flight attendant or being in the airlines, and I have to let folks know, I would have never, ever, ever, ever made that decision. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant, but your dad talked me into it, and that's how I became a flight attendant. He encouraged me to do so. And that's how I ended up, and which was a big thing, and staying with the airline. So, you know, great memories, and it's so nice to see all of that come to full fruition through his offspring. So, just great job. I'm very impressed with two wonderful little girls of your own at this point, and you're just doing some amazing things, and so a great husband, and you just got the whole family thing sewn up. So listen, back
you.
To this realty, I am just blown away. So folks, down in New Jersey, of course, Asia's out there doing her business thing. So we're going to encourage, of course, if you want to contact Asia. Now, are you on like social media and all that kind of stuff for folks with your business?
Yes,
okay, well, tell folks how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, the easy way to find me is through Instagram. If everyone is Instagram savvy, I am at Asia.NJ.Realestate. That's on Instagram, and then my email is AsiaGood, AsiaGoode, at srnjtean.com. So that's AsiaGood at SrNJTean.com.
And you can, of course, contact us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with Asia. And so just, again, real proud of you and all that you are accomplishing. And we're going to remind folks from time to time who are looking for, you know, different spaces and things of that nature to check in, check you out. So, Asia, anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye this morning?
No, I guess shout out to you for convincing me to come on. You know, I didn't expect
an
interview from this. And, you know, also the brokers that I work for, you know, Signature Realty, are located in Summit, New Jersey. So.
Yeah. And to your incredible family for supporting you, of course.
Yes.
That
yes,
goes without saying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Asia, for being my guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You did an
Awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, folks. Yes, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, March 3rd of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our show number 682. I'm so very proud to bring this gentleman back to the line. He's from out in Kansas. You guys know him. He's been with us many, 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 many times. It is the one and only Mr. Trichology himself, Cade. Good morning, and welcome to Thursday's Broadcast. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yeah, good morning to you,
sir.
How are you doing out there?
Doing great. Had a great
evening
with my staff, and haven't had a staff for quite a while since COVID, and for a number of years, and there were six of us last night for dinner, and we had a great team meeting, and I'm telling you, team building, it's way different now. This was a great day, and I haven't been able to peel my way from the show this morning. I've been up since 5 o'clock. I've been up since 5 a.m., my central time, to listen in. What a great show.
Thank you, Kate. That means so much.
It's been amazing. I haven't been able to just walk away, no.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that.
Fantastic.
Yes, we've had on some great guests on this broadcast, some very interesting topics that we've never even talked about on this show. To be quite frank, I've never even heard on anybody's radio show. ever. I don't even think I've heard it on TV, to be honest. But today we covered it. You guys will have to play the show back to take a listen. But I have thoroughly enjoyed it as well. And our current company is definitely included in this big, big show today. And just, you know, it's nice to have you back, Kate. Now, you've got Kate's design team. You started a little bit talking about your staff. I want to kind of start there, if I may, this morning. And we're going to get into some hair talk and all that. But first, Cade, you mentioned about your first staff since the whole pandemic thing. Can you tell us a little bit what that whole experience has been about for you guys out in Kansas?
Well, it was pretty traumatic. You know, we had a lot of changes, of course, that happened. And I actually used to have two salons back in 2003.
Oh, really?
And 19 stylists in two different towns.
Wow.
And then we had things happen back then even. And so we decided not to do any more expansion. And then it was down to two of us. And now it's up to six of us.
Wow.
And it's great. And I have a personal assistant back that's helping to just, she doesn't do hair, but she works in a clinic, which goes along with my trichology clinic in the salon. But she works for a dental office, so that's a big help. But last night, we just got to have a team meeting, and I feel like team building is very good. And so what I've learned in the last few years about managing and having staff, is the main thing is to take care of them and find out what their needs are. And so that was mainly our meeting last night, was finding out
where they were headed. Well, bring us into it, Cade. I love the idea of talking about team building. We're always talking about team building here on this broadcast and how important it is. And it takes skill, a certain skill level to do it right. So I love this, and of course you've got, I mean, if anybody can put together a team is in your name of your shop out there, Cade's Design Team. So
So we are so excited. Yes. Can you tell us, so team building, you talked about it. What are some of the steps towards building a successful team? Because if anybody can answer this, you can. You just mentioned 19 folks, 2 salons you started out with. You know, so what steps can you tell the rest of us out here on building a successful team? Cade.
I'm here, yes. Well, Carrie, I feel like the first thing you have to do is concentrate on each individual person. And you have to really find each one of their what each one of those are. And that's what I asked them last night. I actually have my notes that I made for our meeting last night. And I want a bio. I want a bio so we can put it on social media, for one.
Awesome.
What are each of your goals? And first of all, I told them about my goals and what I want to accomplish for me and everyone on the team and what my goals were. And then I think it's very important to find out what each individual's goals are as well.
Did they share their goals?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
That way I know which way to go in what direction for each and every person.
Exactly. Exactly.
Also giving them control. Sometimes I walk away from the computer and my checkbook is just wide open.
You're talking about at the salon, at the shop. You literally get up and walk away with
but
your
I'm
checkbook
like,
wide
well,
open. I'm coming to visit your shop, Cade.
But
well,
also, they could. But also, they can see the bills that are going
with the
out.
Trust. No,
they can see.
Trust.
And yeah. I trust everybody because if I can't trust anybody, then if I can't trust you, then I don't need you in my space.
Exactly.
And so everybody gets their space, they get their time, they get their ideas, they get their own shelves in the dispensary in the back where we mix our colors, they get their own little space. That way everybody feels at home. And I just feel like that's way important.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm loving this. First of all, that you took everybody out to dinner last night. And that you're up early listening to the Air Radio Morning Show. I'm so thrilled. First, that's amazing. And I love that because that's really one of the main things about team building and establishing that connection with everybody is supporting your team and it's a family. So you go out, you break bread together. Mm-hmm. It can only improve from there. Misunderstandings. They're always going to happen, but they'll be a lot less frequent when you establish that bond with the folks in your shop. So I'm so excited to have on Cade. Now, Cade, I want to switch gears a little bit this morning on this whole broadcast because I want to talk a little bit. Sometimes it becomes a challenge, as you guys know, in managing some of the clients, and I'm going to raise my hand. I've got clients as well out here in New York that we manage, but I've got to talk to you about it because sometimes we have to we've got to lay the law down, as they say, kind of separate. We used to call it when I managed offices, like company separation. We had to literally kind of move away from that energy that wasn't going to serve the company well or the business well. And so I wanted to talk with you about that because I know this is something that you might have experienced recently. Is there any part of that you can share with us this morning, Cade?
Yeah, it's really funny because me and my co-partner in the salon, we met before everyone else got there, and we were sitting there, and I was talking about that me and you had talked about this, about compliancy with our people and our, with our clients even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all know as well as everyone else in the hair industry that
there's maintenance to every single kind of hairstyle people want. And then me being in the trichology business, which is the study of hair loss, I get a little more serious with my patients.
Right.
I call them patients because I work with their doctors, their nutritionists, sometimes. And then when we get a client that we say, okay, I just colored your hair today, and now don't shampoo it for 2 days, and they go home and shampoo it. And then perm or do a relaxer, and you say, don't cleanse your hair. Don't do this for 3 days. And they go home and they do it. And then they want to come back and complain, and it kind of puts your reputation under the bus. And now when we're doing hair loss, now dismissing
me. How does that make you feel, though, when they don't follow your very clear instructions, and it's a blatant sidestepping of your work, and like you said, they'll suffer the ramifications, and literally blame
you.
And now people can hit the button on the computer and send it out to 1,000 people.
Exactly, and so that's why you have to have a certain way. And so I was talking about my co-partner, and she said today, she goes, I just saw on a certain website, which is available to hairdressers that I won't mention, but she said, I just saw that. And so the stylist just told her client, she just kept coming back and complaining, and the stylist was obviously experienced. So she just simply said, maybe our relationship isn't working out, and you should find another stylist. And the lady said, no. I want to keep coming to you. And she's never complained again.
Oh, my. Wow.
Right. And so then I have a patient, whom I can't say, that started coming to me for her hair loss.
She may be listening right now here, Kate.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, HIPAA. I have to follow HIPAA since I'm certified through the American Medical Certification.
Right.
So I have to be, But I have constantly been after her, and she started my program for her hair loss, which is multi-therapeutical. And so her doctor actually works for the doctor that is the director of my clinic at my salon for my hair loss. And I can... All she has to do is sign this piece of paper, and I've tried and tried. She has missed every appointment. I know she's out of product, so she's non-compliant. On the medical aspect of it, I have to, send her a letter of dismissal. You have not followed these rules. Here's your contract that you signed that you're going to come in and you're going to get your checkups. It's kind of like a doctor saying, you have cancer. You need chemo. And then you just decide not to show up to your appointments. How are you going to be saved? You go home and
because
you shampoo your hair after you get up there.
Exactly. And the thing about this, Kate, that's very important is it is critical that you, the professional, inform them that, of what are the ramifications of their actions, because you can be on the hook to some degree, at least if nothing more, your reputation could suffer. That can impact your business quite a bit. And it's just awful. It's rude. The bottom line is it's rude.
Well, and one thing also, Carrie, when you're branded as you are and myself, and I've been in the same town for 30 years. I've been in the business as long as you have. We won't say. Well, we've done this since 2000. I mean,
it's been a long time.
But they will always say also when people are doing that and you're talking about social media and clicking that button, they're always like, Brandy, Kate's design team, just messed up my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or your name is always after that. Once you brand yourself, they're going to mention that person's name. Oh, Kate at Kate's design team. Or Sue at Kate's design team did this to my hair. And so you have to protect yourself in a way, and teach your staff and your team to hold their credibility and know that they are credible, and that
absolutely.
If their client isn't happy, then of course I will take complaints, because they always call me if somebody has a complaint. And then I just tell my staff member, I'm like, now all they want is their bangs a little shorter. That's not bad. I mean,
absolutely.
Especially if you change somebody's complete look all in one day. I always tell them, now if you want anything modified, give me a call and we'll do it in between this appointment and your next appointment, and no charge, just because they
absolutely.
Might need a little. Yeah, and it's all about customer service.
Yes. But I'll tell you something, Kate. Yes, it is about customer service, but there is one other aspect to this that I'm going to turn from Kate for just 5 seconds to talk to the client, because I want to make sure that you guys understand, before you go off and clicking those buttons on the keyboard or your cell phone for that much, sending off these horrible missives about the mistreatment, if you will. I'm putting air quotes around that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to understand that you could be on the hook if you go too far. It's okay to put how you feel about your experience, but be careful. Because I think it was, what's that line, the sword, swings both ways or whatever it is, goes both directions. So you be careful before you go clickety-click. And if it's not a legitimate complaint, you yourself can be on the hook. So just be careful, because, again, social media, we all have keyboards and can, you know, Google and clickety-click. And we all know those sites where they put these complaints. So
absolutely.
That's all I'm going to say on that. We love you. But think about it before you send off those. Because I've been, you know, Kate, I've got to tell everybody this, okay? Can I just give 5 seconds for this story? It's very fast.
okay.
You know, I have a lot of, like, it relates to your thing, because I have the same type of thing with clients. Sometimes every once in a while, majority of the folks are wonderful. We love them. They're wonderful. They've been longtime customers. They love you to death. Every so often, against your better judgment, sometimes you'll get a little funny feeling about certain new folks who want to become your client, if you will, or they are looking,
uh-huh.
They're totally, no matter what you say, no matter how many disclaimers and papers and contracts, and they're often, you know, off to the moon. So anyway, I had one of those experiences. And this particular client attempted, you know, because through a lot of the, you know, I call them the, you know, we all put out our fee schedules. And you'll have somebody who'll try to go back and claim they did not receive something that they absolutely received. And this is why information, documentation, confirmations, emails, all these things. And for me, my phone calls are recorded. We tell you, but they're recorded for all kinds of purposes. Now, the whole thing is that she went off and did this and claimed she, so they, you know, a lot of these financial institutions, I came out of finance. You guys hear me talk about airlines like I did with Asia, but I came out of also finance. I worked in finance for 10 years. And I'm on the internet, literally, with my financial career. But the whole thing is, a lot of those companies, I'm not going to name the company, but there are big folks out there in the way of sending monies and transferring funds. And a lot of this is because I understand that. They're afraid of oversight. So anytime someone complains to them about, oh, I didn't get my so-and-so from this merchant, they will just quickly give the money right back.
Right.
Even though they have misrepresented the whole situation. And mm-hmm. the reason that that company does it is because, again, they're afraid of country over, you know, oversight here. So that's what happens. And so, but who pays the price ultimately? But the merchant. But the customer may not understand that they're coming back to you to take the money back from you. They think they're getting the money from the, you know, the financial institution, but no, that money comes back from the pockets of these little folks trying to make a dollar. you know, with their little businesses. And so but guess what? Let me tell you, folks, you have some options. The next time that happens to you as a merchant, and you have already forewarned your clients, as I do, we have disclaimers and papers going 95 South, as we say here in the Northeast. Those of you not here don't know what I'm talking about. But
yeah.
we have a lot of documentation. But let me tell you something. You can be sued to get those funds back. So you think twice about that. That's what I wanted to say. Please, folks, you know, small businesses, we don't have a whole lot of deep pockets. And as you pointed out, Kate, with the pandemic and trying to make it through, you were on our show back then. Do you remember that, Kate?
During it.
You were a little baby on our show at that time, Kate.
Absolutely. You know, and just to add to a little bit of what you just said about that, you know, people always are, I mean, you think about sometimes when you go and you get really bad customer service somewhere, people are always on the defense. They're like, my hamburger is cold. Well, it's not the waitress's fault. And if you call and say, my bangs aren't quite short enough, well, I'm not going to be like, oh, yes, they are. I mean, come in and please them. And, you know, you can surprise people with how much your customer service can shine through if you care about
them. And
turn them
around.
And that leads to repeat business and builds your base, and people will start talking about it. Because you know what? Word of mouth is the best advertisement you can ever get, is word of mouth.
It's
you can
true.
Spend thousands of dollars on advertisement. But word of mouth and people saying, you know, I would rather see a comment on my salon Facebook page saying, well, I wasn't quite happy with my color, so I called Kate's design team back, and I talked to Brooke, and she said, come right in, and I'll fix it and tone it for you, rather than somebody saying, oh, I'm not happy with my haircut, and just trash the business, like you said. Think before you click. And think before you know, don't expect. People have to understand that.
All you
got to do is say, I'm not happy. And then if the person is going to make you happy, it's great. You know, it's.
Wow.
I don't know. I just feel like it's very important for everyone to be kind now, especially in these days, and not expect. Bad service.
Yeah, so I love it. I love this talk because we have to be real every so often. So I just wanted to jump in there with that story. Yeah. And again, it doesn't happen all that. It doesn't happen that much, Kate. We are, you know, we're very fortunate to, you know, have amazing customers and clients, and we love you guys. It's going to continue right here. But every so often, we got to bring it to the mic here at the Air Radio Morning Show. Listen, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm with Cage. You guys know him from Case Design Team out in Kansas. And I'm so excited to have you on and back with us, Cage. Now, we are going to talk about some wonderful hair talk. I would be remiss if I don't ask you, what are some of the winter tips? Winter is a tough time on hair for all textures. It's just a tough time. You know, folks want to grab a wool cap. And we haven't quite hit the spring yet, not quite here, at least not in New York. But what can you tell me?
It's been 80 for the last 3 days here in Kansas, believe it or not. It was -6 last week, and you were talking about the weather everywhere. to call in about the weather, and when you were talking the weather this morning, I was going to be like,
yes.
Yeah, we're going to be 83 today. We're breaking records in Kansas, but that's just the way it is here. A lot of people are complaining about dry hair and their scalps being dry. And so I'm just recommending some scalp treatments and some deep conditioning treatments, even, you know, either at the salon after their service or then. And they're complaining about a lot of static because, you know, and their hair comes in there flying around, especially the fine hair clients. Like, well, I have pretty fine hair, but I use so much hairspray that it don't fly around. Yeah, I have some clients that are complaining about that. Just dry skin as well, just because we're using our heater.
Yeah. Now, Kay, for your fans, I want them – yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want your fans to know that we're going to be – next week we're on a production break. So we will be back. The next Cade's we're going to call it Cade's design team, but it's Mr. Trichology, of course. We'll be back on the 17th. So the Thursday the 17th is when you come back to this broadcast at about 8:30. And you're getting a partner on Thursdays. I'm going to just let it on out the bag now. So you'll have a new Thursday partner early in the show. They'll be on about 7:30 or so. So we'll be talking about that when we hit the airwaves following this 1 week off from the live broadcast. So we're still inviting all of your fans and everybody else to listen over at our 24-hour website. You guys know we have a 24-hour broadcast network at HAIRadio.com. So, Cade, all the folks, remember to have everybody sign up. You can become a member to the site. It's totally free. Again, www.HAIRadio.com. We're on now over there. So we're going to... Cade, I just want to say thank you. Anything you want to leave us with today? Any last words?
Thank you, Carrie, and thank you for such a wonderful show for that.
Awesome.
And
you
thank
well.
You for having me. And I really enjoy it. And I'm just excited to spread the news and just keep on spreading the good word about the hair industry. And
awesome.
Let's talk about some trichology and... Boy, do we have some exciting stuff coming up.
We do.
I'm sure we'll come up with something.
We will. So we'll see you back here tomorrow. Now, on Friday show, Cade, I want you to tune in again. On Friday tomorrow, we've got Dr. Shanna V will be with us mid-show. Well, actually, she joins us at 6:30 live in the morning. So we're on live at 6:30. That's 5:30 in the morning. Out for the Central Time Zone for you, Cade, but New York Times, she'll be with us 6:30. That's Dr. Shanna V. She is amazing, and she returns to the Hair Radio Show. You're going to love her. 7:45 or so, we have Lynn, who will be joining us from Mississippi. So I'm super excited to welcome Lynn. She's going to be on talking about education. We've not talked about the schools and the local city governments and all that stuff. You don't want to miss Friday's show. It's before we go off for our little production break. So it's going to be new music, great talk, and the time's going to go by fast, of course, but we're going to have fun. So, Kate, thank you so much. Great show. I loved it today.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie.
You got it.
And everyone, have a blessed day.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment.